Shlomo Weisbord.
What? So my Chiddush Shana, Ramban knows what's corners, four corners. Right, boys, I made a mistake yesterday. I think what happened yesterday. It's not clear. Mum is wrong yesterday, but I just wanted to point out a very interesting point. Yesterday I said to you, we discussed about if something is, as you asked for delivery to come on Thursday. You asked,
We liked it.
I thought so, yeah. So we asked it yesterday. Someone asked, if someone gets, orders a delivery to come on Thursday for Amazon. 100% right. The mice, it turns up on Shabbos. Is that what is the master? You've done nothing wrong, really, because as far as you're concerned, the guy was told to come on Thursday. Any time on Thursday. You don't know what time on Thursday. The whole day Thursday, you're in Moshi, you don't know when he comes on Thursday. So really, the fact that he comes on Shabbos has nothing to do with you, Shuri Motta. So the Chara, we said that there should be no problem. Which is true, but if someone asked me today, the Chara is a problem. In Shulchan Aruch, it says like this, in Tov Kuv Tezvov, find here, right? Interesting halacha. Tov Kuv Tezvov. Tov Kuv Tezvov. Tilchus Yom Tov. Dovah she'ein b'minim chum. This ain't chum. This ain't bar mitoy chad chum. What's happening? Bar mechus chum. Something came from outside of chum on Shabbos. Also lo oich lo lemishu chum b'shvilei. The person who is brought for is forbidden to use it. He can have no benefit from that item whatsoever. Now here, this person. Yeah, just that day.
Yeah.
For example,
the airport.
No, I'm coming to all. I don't cut that out. It's a bit different. Here, what happens is that you're a non-Jewish friend of yours who's been in Miami for a few weeks. He's just arrived back from the airport. He knocks on your door. He says, I've got you a lovely present from Miami. He gives you some apples. Apples from Miami. Miami's a place. It's a place in America. You are not allowed to have those apples. You mustn't eat them. On Yom Tov.
Which apples did he bring on Yom
Tov? The ones from Miami. The ones from Miami. The guy came back from Miami, he arrived back on Yom Tov morning or Shabbos morning, and he comes into your house straight afterwards. He arrived back from the airport. Before he goes into his own house, he comes to you and says, Simcha, I've got a lovely present for you. Here's what? He's a goy. The guy is a goy. The guy is a goy. He's a neighbour of yours. Someone lives not far from you. He knows you in business. He likes you. He said, I've got a lovely present for you. I've got some apples all over from Miami. You may not have any hanor for those apples on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You have to wait. Now, the kash is there. They did nothing wrong. What did he do wrong? Fakir. The master, the guy's giving you a present. You didn't do anything. So Chazal made a gezeira there. Amazing gezeira. Chazal made a gezeira that we're scared if you are allowed to take it from him, you might next time ask him directly to bring it for you. So Chazal made a sweeping gezeira that if you're dealing with a company, with someone, or someone that you might ask to bring for you, you can have no benefit that day. Now, Maestro Shulchan Aruch says, no, it's not also about not for everyone else. Everyone else, a friend of yours who comes to the house, can eat those apples. Because you can't take it out more than 4 hours because it came from Chustat Chum, but there's no Issa Hanor on that item. So if you've got a visitor who comes to your house, Lamoshal, not a B'nai Bais, because a B'nai Bais is the same as you, and whatever's brought for you is Ostia B'nai Bais as well. The Maestro, the Mishmur is not sure about, we've got Orichim who are invited, but let's say someone just, Tom comes along, no shaggers at all, he's allowed to eat it. So someone said to me, Lachura, he has the same problem with Amazon. Since you've dealt directly with them, and you've asked them to come, there's a gezeira. You didn't ask to come on Shabbat, but it's not worse than if the present came to you without asking for it. Again, I just want to speak out one thing. That means, you know, there's a big difference here. If a postman delivers a box of apples to you on Shabbos, from Chaim decides to send me a box of apples from his holiday place outside of Tchum, it comes to me on Shabbos, it comes from outside of Tchum, those apples I can eat. Because I've got nothing to do with the postman. I didn't order that postman to come. That's Chaim's department. The sender has dealt with the postman. There's no gazela there.
You haven't got anything with Amazon driver either.
Yeah, but the whole company, I ordered from Amazon. That whole company, you have to know if it's the same driver. It passes all one big company. And therefore, there's a gazela. That's what someone's saying. He said, I'm not 100% sure, but it's very possible what he's saying. That there's a gazela in such a case that I might come and ask him to do it directly on Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal say problem. So that bottle of whiskey now, the chayra, which
came... All this Arab business you're talking about, does it go?
Yeah. Well, it's also from an Arab, yeah, because it came outside from outside.
No, it's in your house, it's okay, he said. Forget all that, that's all. He said, hey, it's in your house, and you can use it, he said. That's all that I'm
Yeah. Anyone else can use it in your house, not yourself. The person who's brought four can't use it. I read that Shulchan Aruch. In Baal Mechutz Tchum, if it came from outside Tchum, Oster Lo Eichlin is Oster to eat Lemisha Huba Bishvili for the person who's brought four. Well, Achol B'nei Beis and four B'nei Beis. Ava Mutla Taltim Soi B'tan Amas and Acherim Mutarim Af Lo Eichlin. Other people who've got no shaykhs to you are allowed to eat it.
What do you mean eat it?
They can eat it, Moshe. If it's apples, if it's a bunch of apples, you can eat it.
So
now, B'nei Beis, that's a shaykh Mishim Ruh.
I can't use it.
Yeah. It's not worse than a goy both of you.
If it came from
Chutzot Chom. If it came from Chutzot Chom. Or it came from Chutzot Chom. Or it drove. Or it came from Chutzot Chom. Yeah. Interesting thing. So the mice, that bit needs to be sorted out. That's an interesting point. But Chutzot, that's an interesting thing.
Well, since this guy was dressed, could use it. You said yesterday.
Yeah, this guy with a dress, the Chutzot, he can't use himself. The only thing is, if it came within the Chom. If it was within the Chom, maybe it's better.
Well, now
it's something you're doing now. No, I'm coming back. Now, what about a sophic? Now, this is a very interesting halacha. What about a sophic, whether it came in the Tchum or not? Now, I don't know if you remember this case. It was a very interesting case over here. Let me just explain to you. The Gemara says in Beitzah, if an egg is laid on Shabbos or Yom Tov, that egg is muksa. If an egg is laid, you come down to your chicken coop, Moshi, on Shabbos morning, and you see a little egg there. Can you eat that on Shabbos or Yom Tov? You can't. That's a problem of Noilat. There's a new thing that's created, you can't eat it. What happens if that egg gets mixed up on Shabbos with 1,000 other eggs? It's not bottle because it's a Dovah Shish HaMatir. It's called a Dovah Shish HaMatir. Since you wait till Motzei Shabbos, that egg will definitely become mutter. Therefore, you have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara goes even so much further. Even if you got the egg by itself, and it's a sophic when it was laid, you're not sure when that egg was laid. I mean, you come down Shabbos morning, and you see an egg inside the chicken coop. The thing is, you're not sure. Maybe it was laid the day before. You can't remember. You didn't check it on Friday. There's a good possibility that egg was there on Friday. You don't know. It's a sophic. Normally, we say, stop it, drop on the kula. When it's a Dorosh HaShematirin, when it's something, if you wait, and it eventually will come definitely allowed, and if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, it's definitely permitted, we do not allow you to eat it on Shabbos. Says the Mephoshes, we pass about this, we're not passing about this, a sophic chutz mitchum, if you're not sure whether something came from outside of tchum, you've got to be machme. It's a Dorosh HaShematirin, because if you wait till Motzei Shabbos, you'll definitely allow to eat it. And therefore, in that case, even by a sophic, if you're not sure where it came from, you have to be strict, and you are not allowed to, you have to treat it as though it came from outside of tchum. If you know it's got a depot, because you know where it was. If the depot's in local, I must tell you, somebody's there. I went to one, there was one in Rochdale, I must tell you, it was somewhere outside Rochdale. It was in the middle of nowhere, actually. So you shut up in the middle of nowhere. I had to pick something else from UPS. I don't know where, maybe I don't know, because square the town off, maybe it is, I don't know. What? I don't know, I can't remember what it was. I went near Rochdale, it was a huge place in the middle of nowhere. So you have to know, it's possible, I don't know. But there's an interesting shy in this, so it could be that in such a case, if it's bought, if you're not sure, you have to be machane. So coming back to our original shy, this bottle of whiskey, so you're right, this bottle of whiskey probably did not come from outside the Tchum, it was probably in the Tchum. So that could be better then, yeah? Even though he drove there, he didn't do it for you, he's doing it for himself, really. That might be better, that bottle of whiskey. Yeah. You have to know, that's, yes, Lord. Okay. The next shayla, what's the interesting shayla this? Huh? What?
A book arrived for somebody and a Ross said he can use it on Shabbos. Came on Amazon.
You can open it and read it.
Came on Amazon on Shabbos. I need to check it out.
First of all, someone says he's right. You have to be careful opening these things. You can do Korea, but it's only a certain Hakuf, yeah? Yeah, but not every Korea. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't allow it for papers, yeah? It doesn't allow it for opening newspapers. So it's interesting. You have to know. Listen to our Torah, maybe do it. To find out exactly what it means to know.
Generally, the drivers are private companies. They use
Yeah, that's true.
That's
an interesting point. I'm not sure. Someone else would worry at this point. I don't know. Because you're dealing with a company, Amazon. It could be Chazal or Ward, you might phone Amazon and tell them to deliver. Even though you're not talking to the guy directly, but you see, a postman, you've got to do with a postman when he comes. You didn't order. The postman is, I send you a letter, it's me who's dealing with the post office, nothing to do with you. You're the recipient, you've got absolutely nothing to do with the postman. Here, you are dealing with Amazon yourself, and you're ordering something. That could be, someone said to me, I asked two times actually this question, and they both said to me, they're not sure 100%, but it's very annoyed that's much worse, this case. Very, very annoyed that this case is much worse. If they're not arranging to shire, which is Nogaya, it should never be Nogaya. Actually, I was in London a few weeks ago. I'll tell you where the shire was in Nogaya. Let's just talk about Hakdama first of all. We know there's an issue of walking 2,000 amas on the ground. You mustn't go outside your tchum. The Gemara's got a big shire. What about upwards? Is there a tchum upwards? What is that? What? So, the Ma'is of Shire Gemara. Yes, tchum in the Ma'ar or ain't tchum in the Ma'ar. Is there, what? That's right, it's a shining one. The one's got a shining. Yes, true. The Maisa, the Gemara doesn't paskin. In Halacha, it's not brought clearly what the Halacha is. So the Maisa, what we paskin is by Drabonons, when it involves the Drabonon Dikesa, which is up to 2,000, we're up to 12 mil, that's all Drabonons, according to everyone, then we are lenient. I'll tell you what makes a practical difference. If it's more than 12 mil up, then there's a big mokum lahachmeh in such a case that one has to treat it as it is a tchum. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means, for example, I've written some examples over here. For example, what does it mean, the tchum and Shabbos? A person is higher than the tefachim when Shabbos comes in. So the moshel, let's say a person is higher than the tenth tefachim. Now, this is not so simple what the case is, because the Gemara says clearly, if you're higher than the tenth tefachim, but the item is rooted to the ground. The moshel, let's say you're on a big coach. So you go on the top deck of the coach. That top deck is way above 10 tefachim on the ground. So if someone's sitting on the coach when Shabbos comes in, when the coach is moving, that the Gemara says, don't do yesh tchum l'mala. Since the wheels are on the ground, and it's a comfortable area you're sitting in, there, it's nandu yesh tchum l'mala. That is a problem, says the Gemara. That is nandu yesh tchum l'mala. The only case of yesh tchum l'mala will be relevant to us in an aeroplane. Or a boat. An aeroplane which is high in the air, or a boat which is on the seabed, it doesn't touch the seabed, it's above the seabed. There's a question of yesh tchum l'mala. What does that mean? What practice does that mean, Moshi? That means if, for example, never, someone got stuck on Erev Shabbos. He was flying. I was in London a few weeks ago, actually. I was sitting next to someone, a Rolf from Eretz Yisrael. So I was there Shabbos. So he told me never, he left Eretz Yisrael. He was meant to take a 6:25 BA flight from Eretz Yisrael. He said the plane was delayed for 4 hours on the tarmac there in Eretz Yisrael. The Maisa eventually took off. It was a discussion. He said there was a guy next to him. So the guy said he doesn't see what the big problem is. If we arrive on Shabbos, it's not the end of the world. We'll get a guy to take us by taxi to Golders Green or somewhere like that. Because he doesn't know where it comes from. These Hatarium don't apply really. You're going to see, this is not so posh. But what could be the Shaila? Someone's in the air when Shabbos comes in. Let's say this, we have what time Shabbos is. Let's say half past five. Half past five is Shabbos, let's say, right?
It was 5:28 last week, and this week's Shabbos.
Okay, well, sure, thank you very much. So, 4:45 is Shabbos. Very good. I wish I knew my Gemara, like you know that. Wow, I'll tell you. So, 4:45 is Shabbos, right? This guy, Nebuch, he left, I don't know where, to come from somewhere, and he got stuck in the air. He arrives in Manchester Airport at 6:30. Now, when Shabbos came in, that's when your Kodesh Shvi'is, the Bein HaShemoshes, that area of time, he was high in the air. High in the air. Now, Lechora, has he been Kodesh Shvi'is in the air? So if you hold yesh tchum l'mala when it's the deraisa, now it's probably 12 mil, not so high, it's about 8-10 miles or so. When it comes to a deraisa, we're machmas ideally. So there should be a problem. When he comes now and he lands in the airport, he's going to be stuck. Because he's come from outside the tchum, which means he's only got 4 amas to move around. Okay, so the airport is completely surrounded. So you've got the whole area there, it's like Dalai Lamas. You can stay there for the Rosh Shabbos. That's about as far as you go. Lechora. You and me. If that's the case, it was just a problem. Some poskim are makel in such a case that they take on that in such a dilemma where your mummy's stuck in the place, it's very awkward, you could take on that even yud-based mil is a drabonon. And if it's a drabonon, we say there's no tchum l'mala. And therefore, you're only koine your shvisa in the airport itself, which means, I don't know how it works in Manchester.
Once you land.
Which I don't know what that means. Yeah, but if you're not in a place, if you're high in the air, well, you can't be coined, there's nowhere to be coined, so you're only coined now when you come down. Yeah. So you can only work, so then, if you're in the town, if you're, I don't know if Manchester's in the built-up area where it's the whole town, normally you can walk in a whole town on Shabbos. So if Manchester Airport, I didn't check this up, I don't know if anyone knows this, if Manchester Airport is within the area of Manchester, and it's in the Tchum, then you could walk from Manchester Airport back to your house. Yeah, that's you have to know. But it could be it's hooked for the deal because it's meant for people to stay there. I don't know what it is. Yeah, it's a good question. Is what happens when it's not hooked for the deal. I'm not sure. I don't know. Yeah, I have to write down. Let me write down. It's a good question, actually. Off of the viewer. It's not made for dinner. I'm not sure if it's not. I'm not convinced it's not made for dinner because people stay there. I'm not sure what it is. I'm not sure. We eat there. Could be eating is also enough. It's a big shadow what this is. Yeah, yes, Donovan, I don't know about that. But the Meister is an interesting shadow there, yeah? He's got a serious problem, though, if the plane stopped over somewhere else. Let's say, for example, the plane had to refuel the Marshall. Let's say it was coming from HSO, I don't know where, to England. And at 5:45, it landed in Switzerland to refuel. That's Benish Marshall's. Stayed there for a bit of time. Then it went up again in the air and it landed in Manchester Airport at 8:30. Then you've got a problem there. That is much more a problem there. Because then, when Benish Marshall's was there, when it was Benish Marshall's, you landed in the airport in Switzerland, wherever it was, and you were Kurdish visa there. And now, when you come back here, you can't move anywhere. That is a serious problem, Tucker. That case, your mum is stuck.
Can't you move in the airport?
So in the airport, I think you've got Dalai Lama's. Chaim's telling me maybe that maybe they haven't even got Dalai Lama's there because... Well, Dalai Lama's you've got. You've got Dalai Lama's. You've always got Dalai Lama's. It's called Dalai Lama's. The shine is when you can walk. I think you've always got Dalai Lama's. No, Dalai Lama's you've always got. Wherever you are, in not Hockford, dear, it's still called still got Dalai Lama's. So you've always got Dalai Lama's. At the airport, you can zikha walk in the airport, as far as I know. When you can go further, like, oh, you've got a problem. There to come back to Manchester, we have a problem. You have to stay in the airport every Shabbos. It's all surrounded. It's all one big surrounding. The whole airport is surrounded by mechitzas.
No, it's not.
That's like a shadow of carrying. I don't think it makes a difference to the mindset. Walking, it's still Dalai Lama's. In the Gabi carrying in that area, Lamoshla, big area is not really right. You can't carry in such an area. But I think in walking, I have to check it out. As far as I know, in walking, such an area I think you're allowed to. It's still called Dalai Lama's, the Gabi walking. Yeah, you've got that. We have to speak about another time. Lamoshla walks with all the suitcases and everything, and all the stuff is carrying on him. That is a problem. That's more of an issue there. What do you do about that? But the landing on Shabbos is not a pleasant thing. I mean, the Meister, all the Rav says, I heard once from a Rav, actually, he told me, I heard the Rav say this actually, he said he came from America actually, he was meant to leave in the night. He was meant to leave on Thursday night in America, I think it was, or early Friday morning. The Meister is one delay after the other. He arrived in Manchester, he says, at 4 o'clock, and Shabbos was at 4:30. He arrived at his house at 4 o'clock, and the Meister shuts the Harpers for half an hour spare time. I'm saying, it's not normal. It's risky. One has to be careful. It's very, it can be risky, these things. These things of travelling like this is a risk. A boat is also the same shy as the Meister. A boat is also there. The Meister is Lamana Miyud normally, yeah? So you're not Koine Shvisa on a boat. That's different to a train, a coach, and a car. Even those things are high in the Tentvachim. That Tentvachim, since it's rooted to the ground, that is a problem. Since it's rooted to the ground. It's not 10 to 40, unless you don't know what you're driving.
You're gonna... No, so some lorries are higher.
But the wheels are on the ground. Yeah, but like the possum say that once you've got something rooted on the ground, it's connected, then you'd look at it as though it's all connected to the ground. So it won't help you with a big lorry tacker. Yeah, you've got, that's a problem. You won't say the angel's coming to the man of you to walk him. Okay, wait, so stop there. Alright, let's go ahead. Yeah.